you can tell your guy that's going to take it.
Tell them that I need to get some things straightened out, and that I appreciate the fact that they wanted to win. They gave a good effort. There's a lot of things that aren't taking place, and that falls in my lap.
What was on the fourth down? Alex was in shotgun. I think he ended up with Solomon and ended up not converting. Can you walk me through that play and just the troubles with the running game today?
Well, I don't know that I can walk you through the play because I'm not sure that I remember what the play was. I know there were a whole bunch of third and fourth downs that we didn't convert. I think that we were 0 for 7 or 0 for 8 in the first half. So, you know, we got maybe a couple in the second half, but that was it. We were just not a good third down or in this case, fourth down team. Running game, TCU, you know, played very, very well, and, you know, we just didn't get in the right things to, you know, give us a chance.
Coach, how do you feel overall about Alex Delton's performance here in this game today?
Well, Alex really struggled today, but as I said, you know, he had a lot of help, you know, in that respect. Wasn't all his, you know, his fault, but, you know, he didn't play nearly as well as obviously he did, you know, the previous week. Not that he didn't try, because he sure makes a great effort. You know, he's a very competitive young man.
No touchdowns today. What do you think it's going to take to get the offense going in the future game?
Well, I think, you know, got to get everybody back into it. We've got to get have the capacity to throw the ball better, and obviously we've got to be able to run against teams that, you know, are going to do some of the things that TCU did, you know, against us. Most of it was blitz work and a lot of movement. We'd done reasonably well against, you know, very similar looks. I say similar looks, that's not accurate, against similar concepts the week before, but TCU gave us some secondary pressure that you know, we just didn't deal with very well, getting in the right things.
Coach, is there an expectation that Alex wouldn't have the ability to make the same and quick reads that Jesse does on regular occasions?
Well, I think, I mean, you could say that, and Jesse has far more experience at it and consequently does, you know, is in a position to do a better job. Alex did a nice job of it last week. You know, it just wasn't the case this week. And again, he had a lot of help. You know, there's a lot of people standing on his toes when he's trying to throw the ball from time to time. So, part of it is on him. Part of it is, you know, calls we get into, part of it's in our protection. You know, there's enough issues to go around.
How much does your offensive philosophy change with a backup under center?
Well, normally you would like for it not to have to change. I mean, if you're referencing Alex as opposed to Jesse, you know, by and large, it stays pretty much the same. You know, there's some things we might stay away from a little bit more with one than with the other, but you know, by and large, it stays the same. You know, we've got ample offense, and you know, it's always important to me that you know, that we do the things that our players can do. You know, and I was under the assumption that, you know, our players could do the things that we were trying to do today, and at the end of the day, that wasn't the case, and consequently, we needed to be in some other things.
How would you assess your defense today, holding the TCU to 98 yards of rushing offense?
Well, I thought we did, did an excellent job. You know, we got, you know, in the first, you know, at the very outset of the ball game, they got some big third down conversions. You know, we'd hold them for three and then let them off the hook for 10, 12 yard first down, and consequently moved the ball down, got the first score on the board. Did it again a little bit later, held them for a field goal. And then after that, I thought we played reasonably well, gave up a big play a couple of times in the second half that got them off the hook when we, you know, we'd hold them once again. You know, you hold them three downs, and then all of a sudden they get a play on you, and they're out to midfield and changes the field position dramatically. But, in the first half, I mean, virtually the score that, the touchdown came, you know, really because the offense, gave the ball up down on the other end of the field. So, like I say so many times, you know, all sides of the ball count, and field position is major. It always has been for us. and for most teams, maybe not all teams, but for most teams, and defense can help that, but offense didn't help itself today at all. You know, three and out, punting the ball, first two possessions that we had, that hurt you.
Huge play of Byron Pringle called for offensive pass interference. What do you see on that play, and what was his explanation for you on that?
Well, you know, it's not a matter of an explanation whether it was right or wrong. You know, the officials, you know, call it the way they see it. That's we have to live with it. Nothing I can say is going to change that.
Coach, you mentioned that Alex did have some struggles. Did you ever consider putting Skyler in the game?
No.
Coach, you guys started 3-3 last year. You're 3-3 right now. Obviously, last year the team closed very strongly. Do you think this team has that same kind of moxie in them?
Well, I think we have the capacity to be able to finish the season well. Now, whether we do or not is another story. You know, I think they'll be competitive. I don't think they'll give up. You know, I think there's, you know, too much heart with most of the young guys that we have. You know, we need a couple more to climb on board. But, you know, by the same token, I believe that that they'll make the effort. But there's a lot of things that have to get cleaned up that maybe, you know, maybe weren't as prevalent last year as they are right now.